All right, I'm looking at the WCCO Radio website, which I encourage you to check out. And here's our first graph. Minneapolis police on the scene of a shooting at 29th and Lindale Avenue South. WCCO Radio's Ari Bergeron is on the scene and says police are saying there's an active shooter situation in an apartment building. You're overseeing this here back in the newsroom. You're talking to Ari. What specifics do we know right now?
Well, we know they've closed off a good portion of Lindale and 29th and the blocks around it. So if you're out and about and you can't get around that area, please be aware of that. They got a call about a gentleman who had gone out onto the balcony of his apartment. I think it's called the Lime Apartments on 29th and Lindale. And somebody actually took a video of him, and he's standing out on the balcony with a gun in his hand, pointing it down, took about 8 shots at cars. Another car came up and went away. That's according to Ari. Then the gentleman went inside the apartment, and that's where we are now. There are SWAT teams on the scene. But Ari had a chance to talk to a guy who lives on the 6th floor, on the same floor.
Same floor as this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He said he didn't recognize him. They get on different elevators on different side of the building. But he said that talking with other people, the guy had said he had broken up with his girlfriend and that he was very distraught and that he had mentioned something about suicide by police, which is just the most horrible thing a person can do, in my opinion, because you're including someone like that. And that officer doesn't want to shoot you.
Has no interest.
Right. But if you're having
is fearing potentially for others' lives and his life or her life, has to follow protocols, and doesn't we brought in this situation in any way?
No. So there are officers on scene with guns drawn, of course, because they don't know what he's going to do if he's going to come back out on the balcony. So Ari will stay there. But we'll hear more from that resident coming up in the next newscast.
Okay, at 3. So let's stay with that just for a little bit before we get to what happened with the 3-year-old, this horrifying story yesterday. This is one of those situations, Susie, and you know this better than I, but this could take an hour. This could take 2 hours. We don't know how long this
15
takes.
15 hours?
Yeah.
How long have we all been at standoffs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, things like this can change very quickly.
Right.
So it's great to have
Ari
there.
And they're not letting people back in their apartments.
No.
So that's kind of.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Then we have this. It's just unspeakable story yesterday where a 3-year-old is struck by gunfire and is gone.
Yep, dead.
A 3-year-old is dead. Okay. Northeast. This is shot at the Hook and Ladder Apartments. I have not heard of that apartment complex, but it's in the 2300 block of Jefferson Street. This was when we were on the air yesterday.
Right.
Right, and it all started happening after we were off the air.
I ran over there.
Yeah, you ran over there. Okay, tell me about the scene you saw.
Well, it is an apartment building that's sort of tucked away. It's a nice little area. It's right off Central. You know, you go down Central to 22nd and kind of pop over there in that neighborhood.
I know that area.
Yeah, so 2 apartment buildings. And as I said to you before we went on the air here, I went there and there was a feeling, like I've been on crime scenes when they're actively looking for a shooter. There is a huge police presence.
Mm-hmm.
Cars and cars and different departments. And, I mean, there's quite an intensity. Now, this is just me telling you what I saw. It was not
this
that.
This is you, let's just add this, because you've witnessed this for 3 decades.
Mm.
Doesn't say you're 100%, but you're trying to give the context of what you saw yesterday compared to other scenes.
Right. This had a Minneapolis forensic lab. I probably saw 3 investigators in and out. No one was rushing. So to me, that felt like more of a potentially, although we have nothing verified, it could have been an accident.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that too many times where one child has access to a weapon.
The amount of accidents that it could be is a multitude, so we probably won't speculate there. But yes, someone have accidents in the gun. There's many other things, right?
It still could be a person.
Yeah.
I mean, there still could have been a crime committed. Oftentimes a crime is committed when a parent allows a gun to be unsecured and a child dies.
Well, there was a great debate, Dave. You know that we had legislators on opposite sides of the debate on should we ratchet up the punishment if your gun is not in a secure location, right? And it's an interesting debate because, again, we don't know on this one. Okay,
yeah.
So this is separate from this one. But we've had these horrifying incidents where someone left a gun in a drawer or a pillow and a child shoots a child and it's unspeakable. then you have the other side of it where if you have a weapon, you legally have that weapon, someone is attacking you, breaking in, how far do you have to go for the gun, you know, and where is the level of responsibility? So this shooting took place yesterday around 12:45.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here 26 hours later.
And I just got a note from a police spokesperson who said he just talked to the investigations department and there's no new public information available. He said it's an active and ongoing case. Investigators are working hard to determine the exact sequence of events that led up to the shooting.
Okay, so let me ask you again, from your years of experience on this, does it surprise you the timing of this? Nobody wants it to be rushed. Nobody here is trying to be first. But in a case like this, is a day typical, atypical? What do you think?
I think we're getting on atypical. I think generally a day, I mean, if they don't have it by tomorrow, then something's fishy. Like, okay, was it or wasn't it?
Yep.
You know, was it a crime or wasn't it a crime? Do they have a suspect in custody? Kind of what were the circumstances? So I hope we know tomorrow. I mean, it is, you know, they like, I don't want to say
it's
hide.
A three-year-old child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead.
Which the child is gone, right? By gunfire.
Mm.
And I'm not downplaying any person who dies anyway. They know that a lot of people are like, are you kidding me? A three-year-old child. And thus, they're getting a lot of phone calls. That doesn't mean they should speed up. They should cut any corners. But there's going to be a greater spotlight on this than other homicides. And that's not fair to the other people who've perished. But this is just going to draw more attention. That's just a fact.
Because it's a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Right, right. Last thing, University of Minnesota today, another protest next hour. After the 11 students had been arrested, after they damaged parts of the inside of the, is it Morrill Hall or Morrell? Morrill.
Morrill.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Taylor's there, so she will let us know what happens. So there, who knows if there'll be any more police activity on campus.
Well, I'm glad you brought that because I can opine a little more on that. If you want to protest in a legal, peaceful, passionate way, go to it. Go to it. But when you're breaking, damaging property, holding people in when they want to get out, you know what that is? That's criminal. That just is. And there is a way, no matter where you stand on what's going on with Hamas, Hezbollah, Gaza, Israelis, Bibi Netanyahu, Sinwar, the amount of fatalities, October 7th, we've watched, let alone what's happened in the Middle East, forceful protests all across. You want to protest again? I don't have to agree. There are some protests I agree with, disagree. But when you're damaging property and holding people in an area, don't be surprised if you're arrested. And if you're willing, fine. But don't act like you were targeted if you broke property, announced what you were going to do, and then did it. Because we can go to all sorts of big protests. January 6th, if you showed up to just listen to Donald Trump and left, fine. After George Floyd was murdered and you protested nothing, fine. But if after George Floyd you're looting and breaking or you went in the Capitol, those are that's not just – those are very different protests, and they're not peaceful and they're not legal.
No. So we'll keep our eye on everything this afternoon.
Thank you.
All right.
Excellent.
All right.
Jason is next.